This is the seventh edition of Cod Paste, and this week's edition is entitled Banjos, Pots, Pans and Squeeze Boxes, in which Vicky and Ergo discuss the combination of sampling and live instrumentation.
Vicky and Ergo discussing the combination of sampling and live instrumentation and voices, because this is something that we do a lot of. You were talking yesterday about how you have this this ideal of sample music transcribed for musicians.
Yes.
And doing
the full wash, where basically you're sampling something, turn it into something else, and then you're putting it back into being the original.
Yeah.
But different.
When I went back to composing, when I was about 18 or 19, and I always composed with instruments and was always using the computer to record instruments and things. And that was my medium, was recording instruments into computer and doing bits of drum programming and all that kind of business. And but always, if you've got some airplay or whatever, people would always talk about the sampling, and some of my music was always thought of as sampling music even before it was sampling music, but through Kenning at WFMU introduced us to, and I first heard your music, and it was the first sampling music, which was never an area that I used to get annoyed that when people would presume that my music was all samples, because the impression that I had of sampling music was of music that's kind of condescending towards the sounds that it's sampling, and always very political in that sense, which has never really interested me at all, because I'm more into music for the joy of noise. And when I heard your music, it was very, very different, and showed me a way that sampling could be used actually as an aid and a technique to creating a distinctive
more music
and, yeah, and more sonic possibilities, but also to creating a sort of real vivid sound world that could be, you know, so vivid that it's almost like watching a film. So then that's when I started to sample.
Yeah, sampling doesn't have to be reactionary.
No.
And the problem with the whole thing about sampling being a political act or being a cultural commentary or culture jamming or plunderphonics or copyright resistance is it makes it into a reaction.
Yeah.
When in fact it wasn't a reaction when you first started doing it, but then it got politicised by very boring people saying you can't do things.
You can't do things.
And that's when the magic leaves.
Spoil.
Because magic doesn't want to hang around such boring subjects.
Mm.
And art has always been about creative expression, and it's always been met with resistance. But any art that actually takes on that resistance is in itself becoming part of the system.
Yeah. It's just music, it's sound.
Yeah.
And sampling, as much as creating a world, is also a way of really increasing the tonal palette of a composition, because it makes the notion of sampling, and also the free availability of you know, infinite amounts of music, gives you just infinite possibilities for colours in music, and for texture, and for really opening out where a piece of music can go. Because when I started sampling, it took the music from my room and my instruments really out into the world, and you know, it's like
you've got a stage which you can build an infinite amount of different things on that would never have been possible in real life.
Yeah.
And that's the wonderful thing about sampling, is you can make a virtual band of people that would never have wanted to work together, or you'd never be able to afford them.
Mm-hmm.
They're dead, they're crazy, or any number of things, you know, that would make it impossible to get them all in that one place.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about sampling is you can bring together anything and create this whole magical tapestry.
Yeah.
or quilt. Oh,
analogy that I was just thinking for the combining of sampling with instruments is that it's very similar to having scissors and glue and lots of things to cut out and to make a collage on a piece of card and then to take paint and then to paint on top of bits of the collage. And I think really that's the way that we've come to combine in our collaborative work, that we've come to combine the sampling and the instrument. But I guess in a way of making, going to the analogy of the visual collage, in a way of you're cutting things out, but you can then actually bend them and shape those bits as you want, and then paint on top of it, and then collage on top of the paint. And I don't think there's any reason to limit. Well, you know, there can be a good reason for it, but in this context, to limit the creative act with making music on a computer, you have the ability to sample, to record voices, to record instruments, to go out and record sounds somewhere, and really to get sounds from, and then to shape and rearrange in infinite variety. So it is literally like making a painting in sound, but one where you can rub things out if you want to and change things around.
So you just heard a nice slab of collage from Vicky. And when I heard this, straight away I thought of a Charlie Chaplin piece called Smile. Very beautiful piece that Vicky and I are perhaps a touch obsessed with. We do get these obsessions for particular pieces of music, and Smile is one of them. In fact, just to let you in on this piece, if you don't know it, here's two versions of Smile, one by the London Philharmonic Orchestra and one by Sun Ra, playing at the same time. So I took little elements of this collage Vicky had sent and combined it with elements of Charlie Chaplin's Smile, and from that little session came this. So the opening loop of the London Philharmonic Orchestra, and pitch shifted down to make a nice little new melody. A beat from Vicky's collage. Little looped elements from different layers of a collage. I don't know what that is. I can't remember. here comes the giant now with a rum rum, walking slowly towards, creating little worlds and pictures because it's fun. Figured it sounded like a giant. Now that is a sample of the musician Jack Phoenix, who I collaborate with, playing saxophone. A Parisian waltz piece. And then we get the statement of the full theme, of the smile theme. With a counter melody of the Parisian thing. Offenbach's Barcarolle. That voice, using in Vicky's collage too, is the girl with the prefabricated heart from the surrealist film Dreams That Money Can Buy. Lots of dancing mannequins. Smile pitch shifted up an octave. But, you see, I felt like there was something missing. And usually the reason, or one of the reasons, why we add live instruments to collage pieces is well, I suppose a few reasons: to create more texture, to create more counter melodies to everything else that's going on. And it can also give quite a different feel for many reasons. One, I'm not the most proficient of musical players. And two, I can't even remember what I just said. What did I say? And it can also give quite a different feel for many reasons. Oh yeah, that's it. It's because the way of playing instruments is very fundamentally different to using samples, because you can improvise with samples, but it's a slower process. Improvisation is, with instruments, is instantaneous. So I decided to add more layers of instruments to play over this track. So some violins, some pitch-shifted ones to sound like cellos, and some hitting the strings with the bow. So we get little counter melodies. We also get little counter rhythms.
Deep sound for a counter bass melody thing.
Which I didn't really need to say, did I? I didn't need to say some guitar, because you knew. You could tell what that was. And once this sort of thing has been recorded into the computer, then basically it becomes another element in the collage, and becomes basically another sound source. And then, say, I then pass a collage back over to Vicky that has instrumental recordings also collaged in, then she fundamentally will treat it the same way as all the other sound sources. And they're arranged in the same way within the collage. Some spoons. Because spoons are always good. Now, if I would have had access to a recording of someone playing the spoons better than I can, which I expect is easy to find, because most people who play spoons play them better than I do, they always fall out of my fingers. I don't know. I would have used that, but I didn't have it, so I recorded some spoons. There's also a typewriter here. There's the violin line from right near the beginning, collage back in, and this deep thing. This together, so the collaged samples and the collaged samples of instruments.
You have been listening to Codpaste on WFMU.org, brought to you by people like us and Ergo Fizmiz. This was the 7th edition of the series, so we're halfway through. You can listen to more of this and find out background information on the show and the artists at wfmu.org/playlists/CT.